Tonight's other headlines, Israel says the remains of three people Hamas handed over don't belong to any of the hostages, and it's not clear whose remains they are. It's the latest setback in the fragile U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Each side has accused the other of violations. The bodies of 11 hostages haven't been returned to Israel yet. Hamas says their efforts are hampered by widespread devastation and the continued Israeli military presence in some areas of Gaza. Ukrainian forces say they've destroyed a key fuel pipeline deep inside Russian territory. Ukraine says it was a 250-mile-long pipeline that supplied gas and jet fuel to the Russian army. It's the latest escalation as the two countries target each other's energy infrastructure ahead of winter. It also comes as Russia claimed it captured the eastern city of Prokhorovsk, a key Ukrainian stronghold in the Donetsk region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that wasn't true and that a battle for the city is still going on. Planes carrying much-needed aid are arriving in hurricane-battered Jamaica. The United States, France, and the United Kingdom are sending emergency supplies and disaster relief workers to support recovery efforts. Before Hurricane Melissa made landfall, a Florida nonprofit prepared boxes of food, water, and essentials, which are now on their way to the Caribbean.
You're going to need clothes, your shoes, your toothbrush, but clean socks, all these things that may be a minor thing in your normal routine, they're all gone, trying to make sure that we are there to help people that are going through a tough time.
Tonight, British citizens who were stranded in Jamaica are set to return home. While some commercial flights are resuming, landslides and downed power lines have made it difficult to reach survivors most in need. Two new suspects are in custody in Paris tonight in connection with the now infamous jewelry heist at the Louvre Museum. A sweeping investigation has led to the arrest of 9 people in all since the daring heist nearly 2 weeks ago. The jewels, worth more than $100 million, still haven't been recovered. The Paris prosecutor said the new suspects were arrested 3 days ago and they've been charged with theft by an organized gang and criminal conspiracy. And 20 years and $1 billion later, the world's largest museum dedicated to an ancient civilization is now open. The Grand Egyptian Museum in Cairo features more than 50,000 artifacts, including treasures from King Tut's tomb. This will be the first time the entire collection will be displayed since the tomb was discovered in 1922. The opening was delayed for years by cost overruns and political turmoil. Egyptian officials hope the museum will boost tourism and the country's troubled economy. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a new book examines how China's engineering mindset has shaped its society. And a unique tree found only off the coast of Yemen, now under threat.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.